Good morning, all y'all.
Fantastic, guys. Thank you.
Well, just to reiterate what Jerry and Catherine said, thank you to everyone who had anything to do with our amazing Hot Aucas Nights dance last night. It was terrific. It was hot, like literally, and it was magical. It was beautiful, and it didn't just happen. It was an idea. It was an idea born, the way I like to say it is, it's an idea born in the mind of God. And it was a fun community way to come together. And the thing is that the original mastermind, being spirit, revealed itself to a willing recipient, or recipients in this case, Jerry and Catherine. They said yes. They said yes to this idea, to the inspiration, and then being moved into action, they did what was theirs to do. Fortunately, they didn't have to do it all alone. There were many people who joined in. Spirit's idea attracted others to it. We're drawn to these ideas of life, of living, of giving, and find ourselves being moved by that idea into action. Has anybody else ever had the question upon their heart, what am I supposed to do? Often that's the way we approach it. Often we find ourselves, we're in this situation, in this condition, we're in this part of our life, and we're wondering, what is mine to do? What should I do? What should I do? What should I do? And oftentimes, if we would just relax and let go and let spirit be within us, we will find ourselves moved into action. And I believe that's what we witnessed. And I believe we witness it often in many ways. In Leticia being willing to finish her prayer and then have the inspiration upon her heart to speak in Spanish. I don't know how you could hear me saying, oh, in Spanish, and then there it was. Thank you. It happens all the time if we will become aware of it, to become aware of how Spirit is shaping us and informing us. So it's the big and it's the little, it's the loud and it's the quiet, it's the joyful and the challenges that make us who we are. And I'll keep saying it, we're amazing. You are amazing. All kinds of big things happened yesterday to make the dance happen. And one little tiny thing that happened was right at the end of the day, there was a little hole in the floor. And my husband, being the amazing person that he is, took a picture, took some measurements and went home and made a little piece of wood to fit into that little tiny space so that I, in my pointy high heels that I had on last night, and every other woman in her pointy high heels, wouldn't break an ankle. Thank you, Fred. I know, right? But this is the way it works. Spirit is constantly giving us the opportunity to express it. That's what we're doing. We're tapping into that presence, that power, and we're inviting it, letting it, willingly allowing it to move us into action. Doesn't that take a load off? We're not the ones that have to make it happen. The other thing that I really liked about my topic, Come As You Are, is that we can always show up just as we are. I really stand by that all the time, and yet for the day after the dance, it was kind of perfect. And it's also enter into the space as it is. So it's a little different today, right? I'm looking around and people are sitting in different places. I'm way up here. Fred's way over here. But we see life from a different perspective that way. And when we're willing to enter into the same activity of our life and let it be different, notice the nuances, then it benefits us. And just because it looks different doesn't mean that the activity is different. Each week we come together I say it this way, I've been speaking it this way for a couple of weeks, as a synthesis of love and light. We come together to experience and to be in spiritual service together, which is what I believe that we create in our gathering. And we come together to experience and to express the harmony and the creativity and the love and the light and the joy and the beauty and the awesomeness that is this life that I call God. And I believe everyone needs someone. See? You can't plan this. Justin, thank you. Justin, Eric, yeah. Man, that was good. We all need a witness, and we all need the space. We need the place to be so that we can do that thing, which is to love each other, to be there for and with each other. Thomas More wrote the book, Care of the Soul. Highly recommend it. He wrote, be good at what you're good at. Many of us spend time and energy trying to be something that we are not. But this is a move against soul, because individuality rises out of the soul as water rises out of the depths of the earth. We are who we are because of the special mix that makes up our soul. Power begins in knowing this special soul, which may be entirely different, get this, from our fantasies about who we are or who we want to be. Isn't that great? Yeah. So a great teacher in the world, Gandhi, said, my life is my message. And I think that's what we're all learning to do. We're all learning to live this message that is ours in our life. And our life is our message, and our message is our life. And when we find that harmony, and we find that congruency, and we find that weaving of the tapestry of the I am yours and you are mine and we are one idea, then it just flows so beautifully. Noticed it? I started with this. You are a divine idea in the mind, in the life of God. And that's all we need to know. You could say it. I am a divine idea. Go ahead. In the life of God.
In the life of God.
Yeah. You know, when we say that to ourselves enough times and we start to believe it, we don't have to try to figure out what to do. The doing just is what we do. It comes from a place of inner movement. I'm not trying to rearrange my furniture so much anymore as I am aligning with the divine idea of who and whose I am and letting that be the expression that I give out into the world. So we recognize this. Being a divine idea in the life of God. We remind ourselves to be here now. We do what is ours to do, and we carry the essence of what that is and what's available to us in the ways that it's available to us into the activities of our life. And what I find changes, not that God changes, but that the way that it's available to me changes. I'm not, as Thomas More says, trying to be good at what I'm not good at. I'm being good at what I'm good at, and that allows me to encompass more of my living. Make sense, y'all? Yeah. Love moves us into action in amazing and inspiring ways. And we share these together. We share them often by being willing to share an experience, by being willing to hear each other. And I love doing this. I love having opportunities for us to be able to do that. So where are you, Amanda Griffin? Oh, there she is. Yay. Michael, may we use the mic?
Yes.
All right. This is my good friend, Amanda Griffin. And many, many weeks ago, we shared about some fun thing that she was going to do that really moved my heart. And so I asked her to share about that. Yes. You're willing?
Yes.
Because she's up here.
So I did the chalk walk for children through...
Yay!
Thank you. And it was a really amazing experience. We raised, during this year's walk, $2.9 million to help care for children. And it's really a great cause because children have always been really near and dear to my heart. My mom ran a daycare out of our home when we were kids, and so I always kind of grew up in this environment where children were just everything, and they're our future, and they're just everything. And so it's always kind of been a belief of mine that children should be taken care of without parents or family having to go into massive debt. So I love that CHOQ provides that care and research for our community's children so that they can be taken care of without any added worry to the parents and family, because they're already going through enough. So I did that. I walked through Disneyland with my best friend. You get to go super early in the morning. I think I was up at 3:30 in the morning. But you get to walk through the park before it's open. And it's just really great because you're surrounded by a community of people that are just there to help support kids. And you get to see a lot of really amazing stories of kids that have been through horrendous ordeals and have come out of it with just such joy and hope and peace. And it's really amazing to see. And it's a very loving event. And it meant a lot. This is my second year, and I'll probably end up going back for the next several years, because you really get a big high off of that. So, yeah. Is that good?
You can give it to him.
Okay.
Isn't that so cool? She's with us. I'm always saying it. It's the company we keep. So she kept really great company. About how many thousands of people were with you for that walk?
I think they said 7,000 people.
Spirit moves us in really beautiful ways. There's an idea that matters to Amanda. She let it move her into action. And then she shared it with us, and we benefit from it. It's beautiful. I'm more and more aware that no one can do the work for us. Yeah? Ugh. Although we are each other's great teachers. And sometimes, I was thinking about this, and I was thinking about, yeah, you know, I've been saying that for a lot of years. And it used to annoy the heck out of me when people would say this to me. They're just our great teacher, Patty, and they're teaching us what not to do. Sometimes it's teaching us what to do, and sometimes it's teaching us what not. But really, how I correct that for my own thinking is showing me a way to be or not to be. Because the doing is an effect. It's what comes out of our being. So how do I want to be? I want to be like that. I want to be inspired by that movement of God within me and let that move me into action. I'm a big fan of Rabindranath Tagore. Say that. Rabindranath Tagore. Maybe because I like saying the name, but I think also because of what they write. So they wrote, "I lived on the shady side of the road and watched my neighbor's garden across the way, reveling in the sunshine. I felt I was poor, and from door to door I went with my hunger. The more they gave me from their careless abundance, the more I became aware of my beggar's bowl. Till one morning, I awoke from my sleep at the sudden opening of my door, and you came and asked for alms. In despair, I broke the lid of my chest open and was startled into finding my own wealth. It's in our service to each other that we find ourselves. It's in being willing to let our heart open, our door open, our mind open, that we find ways to let Spirit, that perfect power, that infinite creative intelligence, that divine love be made known. And it does so by means of us. That's the gift that we are to the world. I am more and more and more aware that there's not just one way to live, but the way is to live. To live. To let that movement move me into action. And I'm more and more aware that my job is to figure out what that even means. What does that even mean? To recognize, to unify with, and to express the presence, to come as I am, to embrace it and embody it, the potential that I am in this moment, that you are in this moment, that we are in this moment, and live it, and let it live us. There's so many opportunities upon us. Maybe we can consider that unifying with it means to acknowledge the power, the love, the joy, all of those ways of God that we know of and that are in ourselves and in each other, and then be willing to let it be made known. I'm finding more and more and more that doing what we really want to do is an extension of knowing who we are. This week I was inspired. We have a collection of old Science of Mind magazines out there in the foyer for anybody who wants to take one. And I was inspired to take one this week. And it's a 2020 edition. And on the cover is a story about Ram Dass. You might know that he actually was born Richard Alpert, and he later in life became known as Ram Dass. And he is famous for and credited with articulating many profound ideas. And one of my favorites is, we are all just walking each other home. I love that so much. I don't think that there could be a better or more valuable or more meaningful activity in life than to witness, to share the journey, to be with each other as we are each finding our way, and to walk with a best friend doing something that matters, to share that with people that we know well and people that we're getting to know, people that we already love and that we're learning to love. It's coming home to who and what we are, coming home to the essence of the truth of ourselves. And in the article, there was a reference of interviews and reports, and there was a life-changing statement. And I highlighted it, and I underlined it, and then I said, I need to say this out loud, because he spoke of the moment he realized it was okay to be me. Anybody have an experience of okay to be me? Yeah, it's awesome, isn't it? And so Denise... The idea that we carry around the baggage, and we carry around these old ideas, and we carry around these fantasies, and we carry around the things that were passed on to us. And eventually we start realizing, well, maybe that used to be me. I can see why you would say that. I have resembled that in my past, but here I am today, and it's okay to be me. My prayer for us is that we discover more and more about ourselves, and that we feel more and more at ease in expressing who we are. And what I know for each of us is that our individual holy reason for being is unique to us, and it needs no explanation, no explanation to anyone, but it requires our own recognition, our own understanding, our own acceptance, and our own willingness to express it. I have a friend who has since made her transition, but I don't know if she said these words first or she heard it from someone else, but she says, I don't take myself too seriously, and I am very serious about my life. Thank you, Faith Strong. So we're all discovering ways to express that holy reason, just the way we are. just the way the environment is, just the way it is. So, know who you are. A glorious, creative, inspired, inspiring expression of spirit. No one walks the way you walk. No one talks the way you talk. No one lives your life for you because no one can live as you. Your expression of life, your expression of God, spirit, whatever name you like to give it, is a perfect manifestation of knowing and revealing that soul, that self that is uniquely you. Everyone has something of value to give. Everyone. And starting with ourselves, we're increasing our awareness of it. That power, that presence that is expressed, brought by us, through us, and as us, it is revealed to us in ways that we each can recognize it. And as that shifts and it expands and life is revealed to us, we discover that life really is for us, just the way we are, just the way it is. So thank you for letting your light shine. Thank you for being you. And for showing up just as you are, because it is perfect, and I love you, and so it is. And we have our band.